Let us review what we said yesterday before we go on. There is a machloket between Rav Dimi and Ravin, what Rabbi Yochanan said, and the different versions how to interpret the whole thing and what the psak is. The Ramban takes a simple approach to Ravin. That is, Shvul Ahaba is only Balyachadvara. The Sha'avar is also Shavu Bishmila Shaka. Shvua is Chalos Yisurim, Yisurei Garfa. Shua Lahaba is no din sheker whatsoever. No li shavu mishmilashuk. Says it explicitly in the Muhammad. Okay. Now, the Rambam's psak is different. The Rambam paskins that Shua Lahaba is both losi shavu mishmilashuker and apparently bayachal dvara. Those are the two clearest Rishonim when it comes to Psak Halacha. Now, there's a Gemara in Nedarim, after Zion, that says, "Ask the Kasha, Balyachad Varo, Avo Mechul Hu Lechevtze Shemayim." Now, what does that mean? We begin with a Balamor who says, no shua is ever chal levatel any mitzvah. Zeh. Shua levatel any mitzvah is a shua shav. If it's the moment part of the shua is levatel as a mitzvah, it's a shua shav. It can't be chal, and it's a shua shav. And as a result, Shua Shalo Ocham Matzah Kol Hashanah, since part of the Shua is I will not eat Matzah Leil Pesach, part of the Shua is Levatel Samitzah, Kam Pichal, it's a Shua Levatel Samitzah, Mechal Ulechav Tzishmaim says nothing, Shav. Shua that I will not sit under any covering on top of me, includes Leil Sukkos, Levatel as a mitzvah, no good. Where does he get that? That this is the Bavli. Shua sha'ochal nevelos utreifos. Ushutos. The Gemara says, can't have such a shua. Why not? Obviously, the Balamor agreed that when you come to it, you tell him sheval ta'esodav, but the shua should be chal. It's pekolo. No, a shua cannot be chal if part of it is. You don't say shua that's chal, that I have to eat shchutos, and therefore, no. Shua that part of it is levatel as a mitzvah, and not be chal completely. Once the Balamor takes such a position, then he bumped into the Gemara in the Nedarim. Let's take a look what the Gemara in the Nedarim says. The Gemara in the Nedarim says, is Mechel Hu Lechevtze Shemayim. Or it says, is Lahara Lehetiv. Why do we need two Xeris HaKosis? Or it says, Chad Lemiftre Milav Teshua, Chad Lemiftre Carbon. One says, no, Mal. It's not, the Lav doesn't say anything. And the other says, Potter from a carbon. Okay. Now, we're talking about Levatel Samitz. So the Balamor, confronting that Gemara, says, what's it talking about? Why do I need two? Why do I need two? He says, that Gemara is talking about Kolel. and says neder is chal b'kol ula shvuah is not chal b'kol. Why? Every shvuah, even b'kol ula, is not chal. A neder directly against the mitzvah is also not chal. If I take a neder not eat matzah el Pesach, it's not chal. It's only chal b'kol. Okay, that forced him to say the whole Mishnah that according to the Bavli, that a shvua is not chal, even b'kolo. So that pushes him to say the Mishnah there is talking b'kolo. Yerushalmi is different. Machlok is Bavli and Yerushalmi, how to interpret the Mishnah. The Ramban, he's going to bump into the Gemara there in a different way. It's Bal Yachal Dvaro. There's only one lo sase. Bal Yachal Dvaro. So if there's no lo sase, so why do I need a Ptur Korban?
Don't need a Ptur Korban.
There's no lo sase. You didn't do an Aveira. What's Mechul Lechavtze Shemayim? How does he interpret Mechul Chavtze Shemayim? Chavtze Shemayim are not included in the parsha of Shvuah, Spitoy. Okay. So if they're not included in the parsha, so that means Shvuah. Shelo ochal matzah is Shvuah. Shvuah she'ochal matzah. Chavtze Shemayim. It's not included in the beat. It's not included in beat. So what is the Gemara talking about? So it goes like this. Why do I need two Gzeres HaKosev? The Mishnah is not talking about Kol. But when the Gemara says Mefifteri Mikarbon, that means in what situation is the Mefifteri Mikarbon? Does that mean? Can they hear me or they can't hear me? You can hear me? Yep, they can hear me. Okay. So Miftre Mikova means in the case of a kolo. In the case of a kolo, therefore, so what does he say? Shua shelo ochash matzah kol hashana. It's chal. But what happens if he eats matzah? Not going to be chayav a carbon. Why not? So he says, wait a second. The shuas chal, no problem of lava hen. So he says, no. The lo saseh is chal. The aveira is there. Not a question. But seven aloha about carbon, calling a carbon is only for divrei reshus. That's way beyond the halacha of lavahen. Lavahen is talking about what shvuah is a good shvuah, what shvuah is a bad shvuah. There's another halacha, divrei reshus, that shvuah as bitoy does not, you're not chayav a carbon except for divrei reshus. That is how he understands. He's forced into that mahalach from the Gemara in Nedarim. Okay, now, so let's just organize what he said, his problems with the Baal HaMor, and then we'll get it. And then there's a Shita in Rambam. Shita in Rambam is a much easier Shita. Faniyas Daiti. That's one of the reasons he came up with his little bizarre, slightly bizarre pshat in the Gemara and Shavuos. that every shul lahaba has both lo tishavu b'shmila shoker and bal yachal. And he says specifically, carbon is lo tishavu b'shmila shoker. So, carbon is not for bal yachal, according to the Ramban. Carbon is for bal yachal. So, mechu l'chavtzei shamayim is talking about shvua. Is by Yachal Dvaro in Shvu. Shvu shalo ochal matzah, kol ha'ashono. Says it's chayef. Why? Ein ochanami. Mechu l'chavse shamayim. I don't have to worry about it. But it's chayef. Lo tishovu b'shmil ha'ashoka. It's not. There's no problem of Lo Tishavu B'Shmil HaShoka. Now, the Rambam has two separate halachas. I overstated myself yesterday. When it comes to mitzvahs and averis, the Rambam is very clear. Shua's bita is only about rishus. Doesn't mean he does not have the halach of lavahen. He has a halach of lavahen. Yes, he says it for a sugya we're going to see later. Yeah. Perek Tes. Halacha Yudches. What does it mean? Nishba l'chaveru shu yodelo edus. Says, I know Eidus. V'nim tzasheinu yodelo Eidus. I was a potter. V'en kan lo shuas o Eidus, lo shuas bitu. That I know Eidus. M'mnei she shuas bitu, ein ala bedova sheyesh bo la v'hen. That I said yes, and it is a shuas bitu. I said hen, and it's not a shuas bitu. Not a shuas bitu. And Shua Shain in Yodea Lochaidus, Shua Seidus, not Shua Zbita. He says it then. But another, when it comes to Mrs. Averis, he doesn't talk at all about, Lava. He talks about Rishus and not Rishus. So, eating matzah the entire year is Rishus. But eating matzah al Pesach is not rishus. So therefore, eating matzah is in the parsha of Shua's Bita. Every time I don't eat matzah the whole year, I'm yotze the mitzvah, kachol, yotze mi pivyas. Now, let's get back into a more detailed way. So the Bala, each one comes from a very different way. The Bala Mor doesn't tell us how he paskins Ravin, Ravdimi, the Rambam's version. He doesn't tell us. But what does he tell us? He tells us a very simple thing. He tells us his Mahalach in Mechul Luchavtze Shemayim, Yeshua can never be mechayim to any Aveira. He tells us, therefore, his pshat, the Gemara is talking about kolol, Yeshua is never chal b'kolol, levatel, under any circumstances, because it's mechayim to an Aveira. Neder is chal b'kolol. Yeah. So apparently, according to him, and neder is chal b'kolol, but it's not chal without kolol. So therefore, why? So if I take a neder not to eat matzah a whole year, not to eat matzah l'el Pesach, not chal. Because the Yisra Gavra can't be chal with the Mechi of Gavra. But once the Yisra Chavtu is chal, and Yisra Gavra is chal the first night, so the Yisra Chavtu is chal for the entire year. Okay. That's Shittas Balamor. Neder is can't be chal on Yisurim. And Lekayim Yisurim. Shua cannot be chal. Shelo ochal nevela. What about Shua? He says as follows. Shua lekayim. What's halach of Shua lekayim? Shelo ochal nevela. Shua is not chal. Why in Yisachal is? So there's no Shua. He says, Shua Lekayim. He says, and Shua Vaned, Shua Nedachon, Lamalkas of Lolok, Lakovin, Lavish Aino Belavin. Shua, I will eat matzah. Not Lavahen is a din and chi of carbon. Not chal of carbon. But there was a losasin. It's a losasin. So the shua is chalakai. Because even though there's any tzachalas, there's no halacha, and chi of chal al chi. You're double chayiv. Neder, he says, and the chal klal bebitulo aflo bekiyumo. So Ramban takes that very literally, and he asks the question from the sugya of Ono. Apparently, according to the Balamar, he'd agree with that. It's a Gemara. What doesn't he agree with? Something else. There's a neder, nidre mitzvah, nidre gavoa, he's only talking about a neder b'kum va'asei. There's no kum va'asei, there's no haflor kum va'asei, levato es hamitz, why not? That's the gzeres hakosav of mehuhu l'chavtze shemayim. So when I talk in yisra chavtze, that's chal l'chavtze. When I talk in neder, that's mechayev de gavra, there's no difference between a neder and a shua. And a shua that's only in a sechavtze. Same thing as a neder. The Malamor works out perfectly. Very simple, self-contained mahalach. Now, comes the Ramban. Now, the Ramban, this is a very clear mahalach. The Rambam is also a clear mahalach. What does the Rambam say? Because he learns that there every shua is has bal yachal, and every shua has those yeshova bishmel hashoke. He has greater flexibility in learning the sugya there. In the Dharam. Chad Mifter Be'lav is Bal Yachol. Korban is Lo Shov Yishmi La Shaka. So, okay. Then, that's number one point on the Rambam. It's greater flexibility. On the other hand, when he talks about mitzvahs and averus, he talks about rishus, rishus, rishus. But not like the Ramban talks about rishus, rishus, rishus. No. He says rishus is a halacha where there is such a parsha shuas bitoy. Those yeshuva, the whole parsha shuas bitoy is only talking about divrei rishus. That's the whole thing. So, I will not eat matzah the entire year. It's different issues. Not eating matzah today is different issues. Not eating matzah tomorrow is different issues. No question. What is the Gemara talking about? So what? That's kolo. So Rambam, so he has the Yerushalmi, he has the Bavli, shua she'ochal the velos u'shchutos, it's not going to be chal. No such shvua. Because the moment it's mechayev me, the question is, the moment it's mechayev me to eat the velos, so we have no more. So it's mechayev, it's a shvua that's mechayev me to do something I cannot do. Shvua that's mechayev me to do something I cannot do is not going to be chal. Shvua shelo chamatzah kol hashana. Not mechayev me to do something I cannot do. Remember, nishba levato. What is nishba levato? According to the Rambam agrees with Rashi. Nishba levato is it's mechayev you to do something that you can't do. You can't do it. And it's no difference whether I can't do it, that if I say sha'ala shamayim, I'll walk out of the window there and fly up to the moon. I can't do it. Eat nevelos, I can't do it. Makes no difference physically, I can't do it. A Torah says I can't do it. No difference. I can't do it. Simply cannot do it. Now, so it's shua shav. Can't do it. Rambam is very clear how he's going to learn the Gemara. And since I can't do it, it's not divrei rishus. What I can't do is divrei rishus. No shua is going to mechayev me to eat nevela. I can't do it. Can a shua be mechayev me not to eat matzah? Yes, it can, because shev al tais. Rambam is very glad in Nishba Levato. The Ramban had to come from a totally different angle. Mechul Chavtze Shemayim says, and the Ramban is very clear, Mechul Chavtze Shemayim means there is no such shvua. Chavtze Shemayim amufka. But not in kolo. Why not? That's not chavtze shemayim. Matzah kol hashon is not chavtze shemayim. Matzah lel Pesach is chavtze shemayim. To eat it or not to eat it, that is chavtze shemayim. Sukkah on Sukkot is chavtze shemayim. Eating, sitting under some horizontal covering, it's not chavtze shemayim. It happens to be Sukkot, it bumps into Chavtze Shemayim. Not putting anything on my head, not Chavtze Shemayim. Not putting tefillin on my head is Chavtze Shemayim. So, Avomechu L'Chavtze Shemayim means very simple. Any shvua. About, and he says it very simple. Afil kaya mitzasase enin cholosal. Lolokom lomar dul yachodvar, chavtze shemayim enin bechlal. Mutim ilav deshua. Chavtze shemayim out there. Then I, when it says the miyut, what does he mean? Itinu. When I say the miyut, is the mal? You don't need it. They're not. Not chavtze shemayim. Not chavtze shemayim. Okay. What about neder? Mechu chavtze shemayim. It's not dark. He says. Lo'am, and if it's not there, so what does the Gemara say? The Dorim Dav Chesam and Aleph. They're talking about a Shvua. Since they're talking about a Shvua, so it's a heter. It's not Motzei Shem Shemayim Levatola. Why? Because the Lazruzei Navshe is not Levatola. Now let's see what he takes the Balamor to task for. Takes the Balamor to task and says, what about neder? Levato lo sase. Neder levato lo sase. He interprets the Balamor as Peshev al Taisa. The raya is, as I mentioned yesterday, overwhelming. So there's no choice but to assume he's talking about the Balamor is talking about neder b'kum vase. Neder b'kum vase. I will get stuck in my house to an oni. Now, in order to do that, I have to take money from outside and bring it in. Hotso. As long as Nidrin Mitzvah are talking about Nidorim B'kum Vase, it's the only way to get out of the Ramban's questions. But the Ramban has a bunch of other questions. He says like this. You, Balamor, what's your guess in the Gemara there? And the Ramban is very aware of the two possible ways of interpreting La Vehen. One is in the Maizah Shua. I will do X, I will not do X. Says that's Rashi's version. And Rashi's, that's because Rashi's Gersa. But we don't go with Rashi's Gersa. What gear we go with the Rif's Gersa? What is the Rif's Gersa? And now the Ramban's telling you his understanding of the Rif's Gersa. His understanding of the Rif's Gersa, the same Maisa. Shua, that means Lavahen. The same Maisa. And for a kiyum shvua has been ma'aser for a bittul shvua. Okay, so he says, where did the Rif say that? Rif says like this. Shvua she'ochal v'ochal ofer. It's chayef. From there, that's what Rava said. And if so, Shua Sha'ochal, the Ochal Nevelis and Trevis, also going to be Potter from a Shua. So I can use Achilas Nevelos, Achilas Nevelos or Trevis for a Kiyom HaShua. So, what did the Gemara say? Therefore, Shua Shalo Ochal, the Ochal, the Veils and Trefus, I can use it for a Bittul Ashvu. The same Maisa can be, has to be available for Kiyam Ashvu and Bittul Ashvu. That's how he understood the Rif's Gersa of what La Vehen is all about. Okay, he says, therefore, you, Balamor, should have asked the Rif Lishitoso. You, Rif, that understand Lavahen, the way you understand Lavahen, that the same mice as for Bittul and Kiyum has to be available for both Kiyum and Bittul Ashvua, and doesn't have to be the same Shvua. So, Shusha Ochamatza. What does it say? It's not Lavahen. Why could Shusha Ochamatza? But wait a second. Shusha Ochamatza Kol Hashana. achilas matzah is a bitul ha-shvua. If I say shvua shelo ochel matzah kol hashem, so therefore it is lav ehen. You riv l'shitascha is lav ehen. Now that's a very powerful kasha against the riff. A very powerful kasha against the riff. So how does the Ramban get out of that kasha against the riff if he's coming to defend the riff? He says, wait a second. When the Gemara says, Shkazaka the Rava, the Gemara is changing its mind entirely. But Lavahen, it's not Lavahen, it is Divrei Rishus. Gemara fell off of that. He went into a whole different area. And Eino Chanami, I'm not allowed to eat matzah, but if I do eat matzah, Divrei, only something that's a mitzvah, that's not Divrei Rishus, cannot be Mechayim Yekorban. And that's what the Gemara says there in Nedarim. He has, what does he have there? When the Gemara says Korban, what's the Gemara talking about? It's not talking about a losas of Bal Yachal. No, there is no Bal Yachal. Chafetz Shemayim don't have a Bal Yachal. So the Shvua must be talking about what? Kolo. And what does it say? Kolo is parted from Korban. In which case? When I do the mitzvah. Because not the very shus. You see how the Ramban worked the whole sugya together? It just fits perfectly. He said, but you, Balamor, I don't agree with you, Balamor. There's no shvua b'loshen in that. Shvua can't be an exclusive issa cheft. No. Has the issa gav. But you say yes. And you say, if I say shvua yeshiva sukkah alai, it's also to sit in sukkah. Oh. So sitting in sukkah is a bit of a shvua. Can be a kiyam ha-shvua. Shvua shalo eishiv. He says, yeshiva sukkah. Yeshiva sukkah is available now for bitul ha-shvua, kiyum ha-shvua. So what are you talking about? I don't believe in lav ehen. I believe in rishus. Okay, but you say lav ehen, and you have a gersa like the Riff. The answer is very, very simple. The Baal HaMor just has to say, wait a second, my dear Rabbi Ramban. Problem's not so overwhelming. Why not? If he holds like the Rambam, Shovu Bishmila Sheker, he says, and Bal Yachol, both are in a Shua. He says, when I say Shua is Chalz and Sechefza, it's only Gabe Bal Yachol. But there's no, in an Yisachefza, there's no din of Sheker. And Shua is only for Sheker. So, the question doesn't get started. If the Baal HaMor would hold like the Rambam, doesn't get started. Very, very simple. Now, the Rambam himself, when he comes to interpret our sugya, interprets our sugya as follows. He has the Gersa, the Riff, obviously, and the Rimigash. When it comes to the Gersa, so obviously, he's working within his Rabbeim, those are the manuscripts he had. Shusha Ochal, Ochal Ofer. What about that? Rambam says as follows. And here the Rambam and the Rimigash come from very different angles. Rimi Gash says, what do you mean by the word ochal? Things I regularly eat? Or anything that'll pass through my throat? What do you mean by those words? So, he says, if you eat offer, shusha ochal, ochal offer. And that's the only thing you ate during the day. So, you yotze yeshvu. Why? We work with an umdana. The person does not want to violate a shvuah. Oh. So therefore, that's the only thing he ate. Apparently, when he said ochal, he meant something just passing through my throat. Not eating what I regularly eat. Not a maisa chilushal Torah. No. Not lashon Torah. No. I meant something else. Having something pass through my throat. Absent. Shur shalo ochal. Ochal. What do I do with the Mishnah? So what does the Rambam do with the Mishnah? Let's see how he quotes the Mishnah. Chof, hey, hey. Shua shalo ochal. The ochal ochal m'shein ruin l'achil, shos the mash m'shein ruin l'shir potu. Dvarim ha'asurim in ha'tor b'achil, k'gon sh'ochal k'zayas, nevelus, utrei, v'shkotz, r'moz, potu m'shum shuas b'itoy. He's potu. So, there's a Mishnah here. So what does he, how does he interpret the Mishnah? Interprets the Mishnah like the Gemara says to interpret the Mishnah. That what it's talking about, kolal. Okay, the Gemara says it's talking about kolal. Oh, it's talking is shelo ochal, nevedus utreifus. The I said specifically, nevedus utshutos. I said nevedus utshutos. So I wanted to answer. Nevedos and Shultos. So what did I mean by the word ochal? I didn't mean things I regularly eat. What did I mean? Anything that's Maisa Chila Shul Torah. Chayev. Shua Shochal, I'll eat. Ochal, ochal, shen ruin lachilu, shos amash, shen ruin lishtia. Ochal, nevedos, utrez, chiyotzman. Part of Mishua's beating. Why? So the Rimigash understands why. Because I indicate what I meant by the word ochal. The Rambam has a different thing. No, achshavei. Achshavei. Shur shalo, ochalti. Ochal dvorim shen ruin l'achila. Nevelu sutrefus, chayef. So the Mimi Gash says, why am I chayav? Because shochalti. That means because I already indicated that's something I regularly eat. If I regularly eat it, because I ate it in the past, if I eat it, I ate it in the past. That's an achila. Aval haba shelo yochal. I will not eat in the future. So, am I talking about what I regularly eat? Or am I talking about, not what I regularly eat, any ma'isa achila? So, if on a one-shot basis, I ate nevelos and treifos, so we say he didn't want to violate the shvuah. So he meant what I regularly eat. But let's say he's eaten, he eats. He eats nevelos and treifos. Ooh, he ate nevelos and treifos. So that's included in what I regularly eat. Okay, so that Rambam is relatively clear. Yes. Speak now. I'm getting to the Ramban in Chedushim now. So let us see what the Ramban elaborates on in Chedushim. Okay. Okay. I wanted to review. I thought those. Okay. I've tried to make put it out, Kishulchan Aruch Ofanech, and show how everyone, where they're coming from, why they say what they did. Now, just to finish off with the Rambam, and then we'll get to the Ramban inside. Hanoder sheyotzum b'Shabbos per gimel halochates o b'yontif chayev lotzum. Why? Neder is chal levatel. And where is chal? The yom becomes a yom atainis. The moment the yom becomes a yom atainis, so that I can do that. I now can eat sheval tais. I know this Yotzim Yom Rishon. I'll fast every Monday and Thursday. First night Pesach is Thursday. Fast every Sunday. This year, first night Pesach is Sunday, Yom Rishon. Sheval Taisot, it's Chal. I can turn into Yom HaTai. Okay. That's very clear. No problems. Now the Ramban inside. The Ramban says like this. Bishamulav Mashkachasla. Hen, Elchim Mashkachas. Mashmahocha. Lo mahani yisakol levatel as hamitzah. I is Yerushalmi. Chananel kosos are Yerushalmi. It's hilchosi. Kushi tichamrina de'ena chola b'kolo. Hani mili b'mitzas lo tzase. Shem b'achin lo odun b'yodayim do oslo. Ramban here tells us an important klal. A shvur shalo nintin l'kiyom is not a shvur. I make a shvuah. I won't be able to fulfill the shvuah. It's not chal. So lechol nevelos and treifos. When it comes to it, what will you tell the person to eat or not to eat? You'll tell the person not to eat. So maybe it's chal and just he does an avera ba'onus. Now he's stuck. But he brought himself on the onus. So he's in an avera. No. A shvuah that you're not going to allow the person to mekayim is not a shvuah. Every shvuah has the possibility of kiyum. And if it doesn't have the possibility of kiyum, it means the chiyuv, I'm being mechayev myself. But I can't be mechayev myself. If you can't be mechayev yourself in this, so there is no chiyuv, shvuah. It's a dover sheyefsh. I can't do it. It doesn't work. So again, a dover, it doesn't matter whether dover she, he doesn't say it's shav though. Has not told us, if I take a shvu, nevedos and shrutas, not chal. The Rambam will say, it's a yefshir, that's what a shav is. Rashi says, yefshir, that's what a shav is. Very, very clear. Ramban hasn't told us anything yet at this point. But it's a shua that can't be chal. There's no, because that I shua I can't be mekayim, it's telling me to do something that I'm not allowed to do. It's not chal. First of all. The kevin shikain, yisha shua yotza la shav. Now is he saying it doesn't, is he saying halachically shav or practically shav? You shouldn't have used such a word. A shav, which is a technical term here, if you didn't mean it to be taken literally. The lesson behem. So therefore, I cannot say shua shelo ochal nevelos shchutus. Wonderful. Mitzvah say chola shua b'kola. Why? It is nitin l'kiyum. And it's not shav. So if shav is simply because it's levatel as a mitzvah, there's no difference. But if shav is, it's telling me to do something and I can't do it, So there's a difference between kum va'aseh v'shavalta ha'aseh. And he uses the word shav. So apparently he agrees with the Rambam and he agrees with Rashi. That shvu'a levatel is a shav. Why? Because it's telling me to do something I can't do. Kasha. Did not Omer b'shvu'as mitzvah. Now, you see what? Derech Agav. Do you see anything from here, from the Ramban, where his attitude is walking around without a yarmulke? Now, Megillah Rosh. Shvu'a that I won't put anything on my head is not Shvu'a Levatel. It's only Bacolo. Okay. It's a whole other discussion. So putting on tefillin is a bit lashua, so it can be a kiyam ashua. Imirich lo machayev korban shua belavahen. So what does lavahen mean? Now the Ramban is telling us very, very simple. The same maisa has to be able to mechayev a korban or patami from a korban. Shua sh'oniach tefillin, hanochas tefillin. Patami from a korban is mechayev me a korban. Kach nirali, which is what he says in Chiddush. So, Peirush l'das mishum. Nah, he says. But that is only, why did I have to come up with this entire way of thinking? Because I have the Rif's Gersa. If I had Rashi's Gersa, Rashi says lavahen is back and forth. Yes or no? Holy Goris Rashi. He brings Rashi's mouth. Okay. Avakashali. Hode aminu lakam bishmaitin. Shua shalo ochal te'enim. V'choz v'oma shua shalo ochal te'enim anovim. Migu d'chayla te'enim, chayla nami anovim. Wow. Nami aminu gabi t'morim. V'chayla. 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 V'mforish holasa behen. Ikla meim etshani hosim. V'isa b'shem chola bolim. So Rabbeinu Tam says. Very awkward pshat. Gabi tener shalomar, but he says, that's tener manav. But what do I do with te'enim and chol chaylev? Ken v'tchilu noresu ala mishum shu. So he has one powerful kasha against Rashi. If I say, I will not eat te'enim and chaylev, that's a Gemara Chav Dalar on my base. L'ay Perushim. According to Rashi's Pshat. Giving all his rias against Rashi. Toma b'shvus mitzvah shal osa b'lav ken. Kagon inyan shal mitzvah. Ben shal osa ben lo osa. Not talking about lav ken. It's talking about inyan of a mitzvah, rishus. Shem nishma l'kayim es ha-mitzvah lo-sas. Lo-sas ha-yishvua shalo ochal nevelos chayev, kedu Rabbi Rabbim Seir. Shvei chacham potu, mishum d'lesa ba-ochal nevelos sh'afilu nishma sh'ochal stam. Shem ochal nevelos potu, kemen she'ein mutu l'ochal k'dei l'kayim shvua, so lo b'porir v'lo b'kol, lo mikrehen. Ele sh'bishalmi. Now he says, wait a second. And this is something that is going to be very key for the Ramban. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says only a mitzvah saseh, not mitzvah lo saseh. Now, why is this going to be key for the Ramban? We'll stop here. The Ramban's entire Mahalach is against the Mishnah. Shua Shelo Ochal. Nevelos Ushchutos. According to the Rif, Rabbi Megash's Gersa. Nevelos and Shchutos. Is he going to be, and he eats Nevelos and Shchutos according to the Mishnah. Is he going to be Chayiv a Korban or Potter from a Korban? With all my blank faces. It's going to be Chayiv a Korban. But wait a second. Wait 1 second. Ramban says Korban is only for Divrei Rishus. Now, does Divrei Rishus mean mitzvahs? Only mitzvahs? What about Averis? That we will see tomorrow.